It gives me great pleasure to recognize Dr. Zbigniew Brzeziński, whose name cropped up in letters from Russia that were received by millions of Ukrainians, in which he was denounced as the author of all of the Russian Federation's troubles in Ukraine. Please, Zbigniew.
Maybe after that I better sit down. I have a comment masquerading as a question. Clearly, we are at a historic moment, and what we're witnessing is profoundly moving. In terms of Ukraine,
the born of nation,
it is the wedding of Ukrainian nationalism with Ukrainian democracy on a popular level. And that is a dramatic moment in the history of a nation of almost 50 million people. So we have to be profoundly conscious of it, and this meeting, I think, is symbolic of that. And in that setting, I think it's also appropriate for us as private citizens to express our support and a commitment of support to President-elect Yushchenko, because I think it's very important to be clear about that. I think the scale of the fraud and the statistical result officially announced clearly indicates that he was the victor. And that brings me to the question or the comment. Ambassador Fried spoke about the importance of clarity, and I think you're quite right. Clarity is essential. And I think we have, both in the United States and in Europe, clarified our position, our view of what is happening. But I think clarity will increasingly call for more than that, namely, clarity also about consequences. Clarity about consequences. And these consequences have to be both positive and negative. And they have to be both positive and negative vis-a-vis Ukraine, but also vis-a-vis Russia. Because we cannot separate the issue from Russia. Because ultimately the issue of Ukraine involves the future of Russia. The Ukrainian struggle for democracy is a struggle about the future of Russia. If Ukrainian democracy prevails, Russia has no choice but to go to the West and to be a democracy. If Ukrainian democracy fails, Russian imperial ambitions are reawakened. There is the temptation of an alternative future, which is imperial and authoritarian. So we are involved because of the scale of this problem. And therefore, the consequences have to be both positive and negative. Positive in terms of inducements. Inducements to Ukraine. To Ukraine in the sense of awards for Ukraine going forth with democracy. Inducements for Kuchma and his family. Assurances about their personal safety, about their quote-unquote fortune. Arrangements which provide encouragement for a decent resolution. And Kuchma has to be made aware of the fact that the Lukashenko choice is not going to be profitable for him. And that has to be made clear to Moscow too, because Moscow sponsored Lukashenko. Kuchma has to be aware of the fact that the best outcome for him is the Saakashvili result. And there looms in the background the danger of a Ceausescu consequence if he doesn't accommodate. And in terms of negative consequences, if things go badly in Ukraine, if we end up with a Lukashenko arrangement, at least for a while, we shouldn't just ostracize Ukraine. If we just punish Ukraine, we'll push it more into the hands of those in the Kremlin who would like to recreate a larger Russian sphere. And therefore, it has to have an effect on American-Russian relations. And that has to be stated flatly and boldly, privately at this stage, not by you and the government, but it's something that the Russians have to be made aware of, that simply succeeding with the Lukashenko model in Ukraine is not going to be a free ride for Russia. Because otherwise the Russians have no incentive also to tell Kuchma, lay off, we don't want a crisis to the south, we don't want an explosion in Ukraine, and we don't want ostracism, tensions, worsened relations with the West. So we and the Europeans have to be very clear on this, because the stakes are truly of historic proportions. That's